For anyone born and raised in Hawaii, your alma mater says as much about you as your family name or hometown. What school did you go to? The answer in many ways is your identity. But what if that school changed its name? That's the case for Lanikai Elementary Public Charter School, soon to be renamed
Ka'ohau Public Charter School.
Ed knows the school's director.
Like right now, if you've mentioned Ka'ohau Public Charter School, everyone's going to say, where is that?
The elementary school has been serving students in the beachside community popularly known as Lanikai in Kailua'oahu since 1964.
People identify with Lanikai Elementary School. It's all they've known.
People like State Senator Laura Thielen, who attended the school in the late 1960s. Senator Thielen represents the district encompassing most of the windward side of Oahu, including the elementary school.
What was most moving to me is, you know, this isn't just something superficial. They're trying to get that deeper appreciation and understanding of the place that we live in and to be able to honor and respect that and to celebrate it.
The school made the official announcement of the name change at this year's May Day celebration.
Is this a May Day to remember or what? Yeah.
Students paid tribute to traditional place names of the surrounding area through song and dance.
It's so deep, this history that we have here in Hawaii, these mo'olelo that have been passed on.
Mo'olelo, or stories about place names such as Ka'ohau, the traditional Hawaiian name for the land between Kailua Beach and Waimanalo Beach. Lily Noy Sterling is the Hawaiian Studies teacher at Ka'ohau Public Charter School. She explains the name Ka'ohau in the Hawaiian language translates to the tying together, like the two ends of a lei or rope. It has its origin in a legend of two women who were tied together after losing a game of konane, or Hawaiian checkers, to a spy for a Hawaiian chief at Alala Point.
Somewhere along the line, we stopped telling the stories, and so people make new ones.
People like 1920s advertising executive and developer Charles Russell Fraser. In 1924, Fraser bought approximately 300 acres of beachfront property in Ka'ohau, subdivided it into 32 vacation home lots, and named it Lanikai.
They want to say in that name Lanikai, heavenly ocean. It sounds Hawaiian, and so, oh, it must be right. But it isn't. The languages are different, they're structured differently, and so simply, yeah, Lanikai is backwards.
Backwards. In Hawaiian, the qualifier commonly follows the noun. Heavenly ocean would translate to kailani instead of Lanikai. In March of this year, students, faculty, and staff lobbied the school's governing board to officially change the name of the school from Lanikai to Ka'ohau. Here's governing board president Scott Cullison.
It was a very easy decision. You know, it made sense because it came kind of that grassroots approach. It came from the bottom up.
The governing board decision was unanimous, and support for the move was overwhelming.
Our Ka'ohau celebration, May Day 2017.
Here's Ka'ohau kindergarten teacher Shauna Ramos.
I think it's a great thing. I've been waiting years for this to happen, you know, making it right and going back to what it should be.
You know, there's power in words, and you've got to honor what it means and where it came from.
Parent Wendy Carlin has two of her children at Ka'ohau.
Even it might be hard to say, but I think it's important to learn, and I think it was the right choice.
I am 59 years old, and being a part of it, it's another significant thing that I've been a part of in my lifetime.
Jeffrey Mizuno has been mopping the halls of this elementary school for the past 25 years.
You know, I can go and tell my grandchildren, I've been part of the name change, the finding, the rebirth of Ka'ohau.
This whole movement is an opportunity to educate people about our space, our spaces, our place names, our Pai Aina wide, because it's important that people know where they are and what kind of kuleana they have to these places.
For HPR News, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.